With a little over a month to the Willensibai election, the two major political parties have started preparations towards contesting the polls. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the ruling NDC and opposition NPP have expressed their determination to annex the seat. The Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, George Lawson, says the party will win the election hands down due to the achievements chalked up in terms of infrastructure, improvement on the living conditions of the people, and stable economic environment under the Better Ghana agenda. The Willensi constituency seat became vacant following the death of the MP, Alhaji Sani Idi. He spoke to Yahya Kwamwa.
We are very much prepared. We have a candidate already that is going to contest that seat. Putting measures in place, the way to go about the campaigning, to go to wrestle the seat.
So can you tell us something about your candidate who is contesting?
He is the one who won the primaries for us. He conducted primaries, and that primaries was supposed to, for him to contest the 2012 parliamentary election. And this one has happened, so automatically he would step into the shoes.
Yeah, how sure is the NDC that you can win this seat?
At least the Better Ghana agenda is one of the tools or visible things that can make us win that seat easily. And the good works that the NDC is doing throughout the country, the infrastructure, provision of infrastructure, provision of improving the condition, standard of living of people, so many things.
The Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, George Lawson, the Communications Director of the NPP, Nana Akumia, said the NPP has a strong conviction of winning the seat because it is a safe seat for the party.
The NPP is a big party. We have structures on the ground everywhere. In Willensi, in all the polling stations, in Willensi constituency, we have 5 polling station executives. We have a constituency executive, all of them in place, ready to be mobilized to move, to undertake the election. Today, we'll be having a National Executive Committee meeting to outline the schedule of programs that will be done in preparation for the election. The normal thing is to convene a delegates conference to elect one person to represent the party. We need to set a date for that. That date should be communicated to the constituency. They have to communicate it to all their members. And then the people who supervise the delegate conference, in case there are 2 or more people who are interested, all those things, we'll be fixing them today at the National Executive Meeting. But like I said, we have structures on the ground, right from the polling station, the electoral area, to the constituents.
How does the NPP assess its chances?
Our chances are good. Willensi cannot be said to be a stronghold of either party. Indeed, in 1996, it was won by the NPP. And then I think in 2000, it was won by the NDC. The member of parliament who is dead today, he was a member of the NPP. In fact, he won the seat on the ticket of the NPP in 1996. And again, he won the seat in 2004. So it cannot be said to be a stronghold of any party. Both parties have won it during the Fourth Republic.
The Communications Director of the NPP, Nana Akumia, the General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, said preparations towards filing a candidate are far advanced.
The party, since the demise of the MP for Willensi, have been in touch with the regional executives of the party, who also have contacted the constituency executives. We have together agreed the need to file a candidate should the Electoral Commission put up a notification for it. As we speak now, the regional executives are on their way to finalize the selection of a candidate for the Willensi constituency for this by-election, and the party will get ready. I am going to be in Willensi as a person. My national chairman has given his commitment to be in Willensi, and many other party officials have also indicated their willingness to support the campaign at Willensi. We are sure that the PNC, having won it in 1996, will win it again in this election.
Some people hold the view that it is a waste of money in going into this election because we are just about 6 months away to the general elections.
I don't know what constitutional restrictions will be flouting if we fail or the Electoral Commission fails to open up nominations. And I think that having open up nominations is important, that all of us confirm and conform with the constitutional provision so that will be able to ensure full maximization of the benefits of the concerting as a person and as a political party. We think that if we could have done something better by just adding it up, or after these by-elections, maybe in the general elections, there should not be an election of a candidate. But the constitution does not stipulate to. Yes, it is. It is a bit of a waste of resources. It is almost unnecessary at this time to contest and resubmit your interest to contest elections again. But it's a difficult and a complex question to answer at this material moment. Well, the Constitutional Review Commission has finished its work. I'm not sure the government has issued a white paper on it yet. We hope that some of these nuances can be cleared. Otherwise, it makes a bit of nonsense that you go into elections, just less than 4 months, you are going to resubmit your interest to contest again. I don't think that is worth the amount of resources that our nation and the political parties will commit to this process.
The General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, in that interview with Yahya Kwamwa.